Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. I hope you're having a fantastic week. We've really enjoyed being able to deliver these every single weekday. And if you ever get behind, I would encourage you to consider maybe on Saturday or Sunday, carve out just a little bit of quiet time, just a little bit of slower pace, and maybe just pick through some of the topics and just allow them to encourage you and inspire you and just feed your soul this weekend. In fact, as you think about this weekend, I hope that if you don't already have plans, that you'll join us online at live.sugarhill.church at 9:30, 11, or 5. We're getting close to the end of our teaching that's all about Unstoppable, the church that God's building. And this week's message is going to be incredible. I was privileged to get to preview it a little bit already, and I can't wait for you to be part of it. Well, today in the podcast, I want us to think about the power of a life message, the power of a life message. In Luke chapter 19, Jesus models this for us. In Luke chapter 19, Jesus is in the middle of a crowd. He's on mission. He's on his way to Jerusalem, where he's going to give his life for so many. And yet he stops in the middle of the crowd. He looks up in Luke 19 and he calls Zacchaeus by name. He calls Zacchaeus by name. In fact, I recently taught on this here at Sugar Hill Church, and a friend sent me a video of the old school children's song, Zacchaeus Was a Wee Little Man. A Wee Little Man was, it was so funny. I grew up singing that. And so every time I think about Zacchaeus, I think about that song. But what's powerful is what Jesus modeled. Jesus stopped in the middle of the crowd. Jesus looked up at this outcast. He made eye contact with them, and he called him by name. See, one of the things that Jesus models for us when it comes to living a life on mission is he models this idea of relational authenticity. In other words, Jesus doesn't condemn Zacchaeus, who could have been condemned. He was condemned by so many of his peers around him. Jesus doesn't condone the sin that Zacchaeus had been living in. But in the middle of that, it's like he says, I'm not condemning you, I'm not condoning it, but I am going to be your friend. I want to be with you. And one of the things that I think is so powerful is that idea of relational authenticity. And here's what I mean by that. Jesus allowed other people to see into his life. Jesus could have been standoffish. Jesus could have acted like there's no range in human emotions, and yet as fully God and fully man, Jesus allowed people to see him. I mean, think about the examples in Scripture. There's so many of them. There's dozens of emotions that Jesus demonstrates, but here's a few. One is when his best friend Lazarus had died. Jesus shows up, and Jesus allows people to see him weep. Think about that. God himself allowing people to see him so troubled and so brokenhearted in that moment that they see him weep. Or think about it when Jesus goes to the temple and he walks into the temple that's meant to be a place of prayer, and yet he sees people ripping off other people and keeping people further away from God. And in that moment, Jesus allows people to see righteous anger, not off the handle anger, but righteous anger. And he flips those tables over. He allowed people to see into him. Or Matthew chapter 9, when Jesus is traveling from city to city, Jesus sees the crowd and he sees how disconnected they are, and he allows people to see him moved with compassion. As you think about your day to day, think about what made Jesus' life so powerful. Did Jesus perform miracles? Absolutely. Was he God himself? Absolutely. Did he do a lot of amazing things? Absolutely. But I'm convinced that one of the things that made Jesus' life so powerful wasn't the message and it wasn't the miracles. It wasn't that he had a message. It was that he was the message. He was everything he claimed to be. And so when people like Zacchaeus, who are far away, saw the authenticity of Jesus, he's like, I want that. Or even when Jesus was about to go to the cross and he said to his disciples, look, I'm the light of the world, but I'm only going to be here a little while longer. Now, tag, you're it. You're the light of the world. One of the things that was so compelling is that he modeled the life that he called all of us, his disciples then and his disciples now, to live. Jesus didn't just have a message. He was the message. And that's true for you and me as well. So as you launch into your day, if you're watching this first thing or listening to it first thing, as you walk into your day, think about the fact that you are demonstrating the message of your life. Or maybe if you're watching this late at night and you're recapping your day, just think about that. What kind of message did you portray? And if you could change that, what would you change for tomorrow? What makes your life so powerful isn't just what you say, but it's what you do. And one of the most powerful ways to be like Jesus is to have relational authenticity, to be vulnerable, not to be perfect, not to act like you have it all together, but to be real with people. And man, I'm telling you, as you do that, not only are you going to be more fulfilled, but those relationships are going to flourish. Have a great day. We can't wait to see you back here tomorrow for Friday's edition of the podcast. But until then, if there's anything we can do to serve you or help you or come alongside you, drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Have a great day. We love you guys.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.